This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having a great day, and I have already gotten fired by the producer of this show, Marianne Niehaus, and the engineer of this show, Jason Kohler, for calling it the wrong name. It is now called the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, which is a mouthful in itself. And the reason is because we're going to do a podcast that's going to be rock solid around this. And then we're going to flip it back over and have the Tom Chenault Show on GCN every weekend. So it will be on that blowtorch. But we're going to just really, really expand our horizons. We're going to keep up with Lisa Grossman, with Curtis Broom, with Grant Cardone, with Gary B., with Eric Worre, and all those real big mind thinkers. So I've just decided I'm getting in the water with those guys, and I'm going to kick some booty. So that's what we're doing here. So we got a great show today. You're going to absolutely love it. We've got Matt Morris next week, which is going to be off the chain. And then the following week, we're going to have a guy on here named Peter Sage, and none of you have ever heard of him. And when you hear about this guy, it is going to blow your mind. Marianne didn't even know he's going to be on the show yet. She's swallowing her cigar right now because we probably have somebody else scheduled. So the show today is going to be great. Normally, it's one guest in one part, one guest in the other. But these two, it's 1 + 1 = 20 when you talk to Lisa Grossman and Curtis Broom. They have traveled the world. I met them. They don't even know when I first heard them. I'll tell you what, when I first heard them, they were all wearing military clothes. They were doing with a guy on DeHart. And I walked into this room, and I was this arrogant pipsqueak of a network marketer who thought I was a big shot. And I saw Lisa up there in her fatigues, and I saw Curtis in his fatigues, and I'm going, that's, you know, look at those two. They don't know jack. I am telling you, I learned more in that three-hour session that day than I think I've learned in the last 20 years. I went on to watch them at GoPro. I went on to watch them on, obviously, the ANMP stuff and all over the internet. And I am telling you one thing right now. I think these two not only are gifted speakers, not only are successful network marketers, but they are truly the thought leaders of this profession, and they don't get enough credit. So I'm giving it all to them right now. How are you, Curtis? How are you, Lisa? What's going on?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for letting me be here. I love being here with her, too.
Look at Curtis. He throttles down the energy right there.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing awesome. We're coming off an amazing Thanksgiving holiday. So much to be grateful for. And, you know, grateful for the business that we're in mostly, that we can have a weekend like this and then come share with you and everybody in America why they should be doing it too.
You know, I think that my nickname on this show today should be called 35. And you know why I'm calling myself 35?
Well, because you act like you're 35. You
know,
I'm surprised you're that old.
Because there were 34 other people at your party, and I must have been number 35. And you just couldn't invite me because you had the other 34.
You know something? I have told you, and I will tell you again, you are always welcome. We had people calling that we hadn't seen in years saying, it sounds like fun. Can we come? I'm like, sure. And we got another house, stuffed more people in it, and just had a ball of a time.
Unbelievable. And I had dinner with two homeless guys and a transvestite. It was unbelievable. But not saying anything.
The next year, go ahead and send Denise, and you can hang out with the homeless guys.
Amen. So what's going on, you guys? We're in the profession right now. You are exploding all over the world. You're going to Hong Kong like crazy. You're doing all your international stuff, but you've really, really spooled it up domestically, too. And while everybody else is saying that the industry is in a major slump, both of you are absolutely on fire. What's the story behind that? All customers?
Well, I think that consumerism, it probably was always the key and we didn't realize it. I don't like to use the word customer because I think if you're a distributor, promoter, affiliate, ambassador, whatever else another name we come up for it with, and you are not first and foremost a customer in love with your product, it's a difficult thing to share with the world. It's a job. And all jobs have a lifespan, get dull, and get where the initial honeymoon wears off. But when you love something, it just gets more exciting as time goes on to share it because of the energy you're feeding upon with the people that see what you see and come share the message with you.
What do you think, Kurt?
So, Tom, you know that. I mean, our profession is known for helping people take products to market and services to market that never would really have survived in the retail space. That's what we do. We're about human relationship. But one of the things that we've seen over the last couple of decades is it converted so much to being just about money, whereas you and I talked about, even when we were coached from the NMP stage, I said there are four reasons to be a part of the profession. Number one, make sure you got a product or service you're so passionate about. You want it in your life regardless of whether there's an opportunity. Number two, you're going to create relationships that last a lifetime. You're around positive-minded people. Number three, you're going to be able to be around people who want to learn and grow. And number four, you could earn an income. By the way, that's up to you. And that's what's happening. It's the whole, I think the profession, those companies that are most successful right now, they're moving back to that. They're really focusing on consumers of product that have nothing to do with the business. They're just thrilled to be a part of taking things that are creating an impact on their life. That's really what's happening.
Yeah, and I just got back to Frazier's event. And Frazier said exactly what you said. We're all just getting ready to go over to the grandfather, the grand whatever it is, GoPro. And what Eric is doing is taking everybody back to fundamentals and using social media as a tool, but not as the end all. And that's kind of what you guys are doing. I mean, with Jesse Lee Ward and all these people, you guys, and she's not in your company, but obviously Angel Fletcher is somebody else that you guys work with very, very closely. Talk about that. I mean, people keep thinking that this is going to turn into some sort of internet marketing gig, and it's not. It's human things and relationships, right?
Now, I always go back to this Vince Lombardi thing because I know that the men really listen in more when you talk about sports. Every September when he went back into the locker room, he would say, guys, this is a football. It is always about the fundamentals. You can make money selling, salesmen do. But if you want to build wealth or build a company, that's based on a progressive, process-driven system that is glued together with relationship and shared vision and goal. So social media gives you the ability to reach more people in less time, more efficiently, for less cost. An awesome thing if you've got a great message, and if you don't, you get to fail in front of a much larger audience in Technicolor. So I think that people need to have the message honed down and then just go use social media like we used a conference call and converted to a Zoom. It's wonderful when used properly and a nightmare when used incorrectly because it just makes people tune out to you faster if you're not on point with something that resonates with them that can really serve them.
What do you think about that, Dr. Broom?
Well, we're all in alignment here. In fact, actually, I was having a conversation with Eric the other day, and one of the conversations that so many are having is what's new that's going on. The real truth is, in our profession, it is fundamentally always going to be what it's always about. It's about effective communication in a relationship style. What's happened is over the last couple of decades with technology, you can communicate broader and faster. What people misunderstood, I think, is that you still needed to build those relationships. And one of the examples Lisa's given so many times that is perfect. You take a company like Apple or you take something like McDonald's. How many people eat a McDonald's? How many people carry iPhones? How many of them own a McDonald's or work for Apple? The reality is the truly sustainable companies have those who are massive consumers of the product or service. And this is in fact, I had a mentor about 28 years ago. He said, Curtis, there are laws in this universe. There's the law, you know, laws of the universe like gravity. There's laws of business. There's the laws of our profession. You can violate them, and you can push your way to some level of success for a period of time until eventually you will collapse and burn out. If you align with the laws of human behavior, if you align with the laws of business, et cetera, you can build something forever. And the reality is all successful businesses have massive numbers of individuals who love to consume and benefit from whatever the business offering is, not necessarily be in the business. Some may be evolved. If some become so passionate about it, they become passionate, you know, promoters, whether it was about money or not. What's happening today is I think those who are having the most success online, it's a tool to reach further and farther and faster. But what they're doing is they're still maintaining that ability of connection and community and conversation and relationship, letting people start by, do you even like this product or service? If you don't, then let's bless you and wish you on your path to go find what you do or can be passionate about. That's where I think you said, talk about all this all online stuff. I think those who are having sustainable success, and Lisa's taught it for a long time, you've got to have those who are attracted to what you're offering as the product or service. That creates long-term residual sustainability. Everything else is a flash in the pan.
Can't agree with you. We're going to, you know what, and there's so many people watching. Richard Brook, I can see him in here. I can see Eric in here. I see Michelle Poe in here. All of these people are doing unbelievably giant things, doing exactly what you two are doing. And I really believe that you guys are the leading edge of going back to the absolute obsession around the customer, making sure that customer is served first and foremost, letting those people identify the leaders and then letting the leaders rise to the top. Where we used to ignore the customer a little bit, you guys have put a massive focus on that, correct?
Yeah, and I think, but, you know, it's funny. People use the word customer like there's this dividing line down the, you know, are you looking for customers or are you looking for promoters? I'm looking for people who are looking to have their lives be better. I think everybody in network marketing is. Most people, you know, I think that you make a lot of money, Tom. Certainly I do. All the people you mentioned do make a lot of money. We're not going to say that we don't. But most people are initially are looking for life to be a little bit easier, just a little bit. You know, you can say to anybody, do you want to make $1 million? And everybody's going to raise their hand. But from where most people are to $1 million, you might as well call me and ask me if I want to be an astronaut. Sounds cool, but I don't anticipate going to NASA anytime soon. So I think that if we dial it back and we realize that if you can make it a little bit, help people get a little bit better, a little bit easier, you know, get the, I got all these texts over the weekend and it was amazing. It was a great month, but I was getting texts from people saying, you don't know what this means to me. My kid's been hounding me for this thing that I didn't think I could get them, and now I can buy this $300 toy they want for Christmas, and I'm crying. Because that's where it starts. And that starts with a person who really loved the product to begin with, because the average person or everybody builds a business based on their belief. And belief doesn't stand up when you try to lead with a business and you've never been in business. No matter how much you might think you could do it. But if a product changed your life, it doesn't matter how many people tell you it's this, it's that, it's overpriced. You know what you know and you keep talking. So I think that the big thing that we've got a misnomer with is people don't quit. They stop talking and then they're not there anymore.
Okay, hold it. We got to take a break or I'm going to get
fired. Okay.
We're on the Genesis Communication Network. This is Tom Chenault. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We'll be back right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're back. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. It is a great day on the Jeunesse Communication Network. And it's also now called the Network Marketing Leadership Show because we have gone into the podcast world to try to chase down Eric Worre, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, all those guys, Joe Rogan. And we're going to give you some major content on the podcast and all that jazz now, too. So very, very excited about that. But this show is so good. We let off this new show with rock stars, Lisa Grossman and Curtis Broom. And these two people are incredible thought leaders. So if you're not paying attention and literally taking notes as to what they're talking about, you are making a mistake because they are that on top of what's happening going forward. They do not live in the rearview mirror. I love these two. Back to you, Lisa Grossman. Where are we headed? I mean, I know where you are right now. You're ripping the cover off the ball. What about the profession? Are you just in love with the look at it all over the world?
I am in love with network marketing more now and more excited than I was 30 years ago because it's finally coming into its own. Like Eric says, still in the garage, but I think we've got the door open and the car's backing up. What I love about network marketing today is the internet and the ability to connect with people outside of your local market the same or very close to the same way as you would within your local market, utilizing tools like we're doing right now, I think has made network marketing less scarcity-driven. You know, people, the millennials have made it less scarcity-driven. I think you were talking about customers earlier. Millennials are taking over the space, and it's a different mindset. They're not afraid to talk to people because they live their lives in such large communities with their various online platforms. But they also don't buy into some crazy kind of loyalty at their own expense. If they love a product and they're treated well in an environment, they're going to stay and crush. If they're not, they don't have a problem making a switch. So I think this has forced all of us dinosaurs to get back to what's important. And what's important are the people that do the revenue that make your business run. And those are the consumers.
Weren't you guys the one, and I'm just thinking back, that said, and one of you said this, don't put $10,000 worth of recognition on a $1,000 deed, and don't put $1,000 worth of recognition on a $100,000 deed. That was you.
I said, tell people the truth. Yes, and that's the truth. Too many people focus too much time putting their goals, the responsibility of their goals, on other people's actions. And everybody gets to decide for themselves what their action is, and all victories should be celebrated, but some do not require your assistance all the time. Hoping that, you know, one of my mother used to say, you can kiss the frog all day long, it doesn't mean he's going to turn into a prince for you. Find another guy.
That is hilarious. Okay, I'm speechless. What do you think about that, Curtis?
Well, all of us in our career have to, if we all go back to our 30 plus years, we all tried to kiss some frogs and we finally decided we didn't like kissing reptiles and it was better just let people be who they are. You know, you mentioned yesterday, a second ago, coming out of the break, said, you know, let's talk about some things that are new. You know, obviously Lisa and I have worked together for almost 20 years and she's building this global giant. I'm also doing so, but I'm on the corporate side and working a lot in Asia. But let me tell you what I'm seeing still. That is, I think, really fascinating to watch. There are a lot of companies, I think some that are moving towards the kind of elite stratosphere, that are investing in training and education that goes beyond the standard. You know, one of the things that AIR did so well was the 7 fundamentals, which are great. But then the question becomes, what does it really take at an elite level? And I'm seeing now there's a trend where companies are really investing in the type of development that as people move up through leadership and get to higher levels, they're really taking the time to sit down with them and take them through the kinds of education that can really lead to excellence. And it's the kind of stuff that I don't think that even companies really invested in as much before. And I'm starting to see more of that. We're very blessed to be around an environment like that. But I think that's another thing that we're going to see where it's, you know, keep it simple at first. Let those who are brand new with no experience engage and have fun and enjoy the process. Like Lisa said, if you can find some people who just get that $300 to $500, $1,000 a month and make such, and try not to talk to them about $1 million results when there's no basis of relation. You know, it's not something they can relate to. But as people grow and improve, identify those who have chosen to truly step in and step up and give them access to the types of development that really can allow them to achieve elite levels. And that's what I'm beginning to see as well. And it's something that we're also personally experiencing. And so I think that's another thing. It's that evolution of it's not just the pitch or the deal. It's not the close. It's not the first order bonus, you know, slamming and jamming people, all of whom, you know, came out of the meeting and they just get run over by a bus. It seemed exciting. And then on the way home, they just don't even know what happened to them. It's not that. It's a natural process of identifying those who really want to step up and really help them go to an elite level. And I think that's really going to raise the quality in our profession as well.
Cool. This is going to be shocking for you, but we have to take a break. So we're going to come back. I mean, as Richard Brook, I got to
pay for the show.
Richard Brook sends emails every week to me, pissed off about what the ads are on the radio show. And I've got to put them because that's what pays for the show. So we're coming back right after this. Sorry that I just said that on the radio show, Ted. But we'll be back on the Genesis Communication Network.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. With the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%, many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. And I hope you're all having a terrific day. We are here with Lisa Grossman and Curtis Broome. And these two are so fascinating that I just can't tell you how pumped up I am to be talking to them. Because they are visionaries in the business. They are the ones that people go to find out what's happening, who they can help. And their entire mission in their life is service. And I look at them, and I look at a lot of people. I look at a Richard Brook. I look at a lot of people out there that are immensely successful because they don't have an agenda except to make people's lives better. And sure, there's business underneath it all that these guys have done very, very well. They're they've done really, really well in their life. But the biggest thing that they're going to get rewarded at is the pearly gates, because they help so many people where they weren't compensated. And if all of you want to learn anything from this show, it's be like Curtis and Lisa. So take it away, Lisa. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that I believe the best thing you can do for yourself if you're having an off day or if things aren't perfect is to go out and help somebody else. It changes your state. You know, so often you forget, you know, when you get caught up in it, there are days your business doesn't seem that wonderful and I don't care how much money you're making. It's just one of those days. But then you go talk to somebody else and you listen to what's going on in their life or their business and you realize you start helping them. Your state changes. And all of a sudden, by the time you get off the phone, you realize how great it really is. I think that if you spend your life in gratitude, you have a great life. And I'm so grateful for my life that I want to help everybody else as much as I can, because I'm grateful for their help reminding me how great life is. I have an overabundance of awesome people in my life, Tom. That's my secret to success.
Yeah, and you and I have been in some deep water around some other people.
Oh, yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever have I felt like you had an agenda other than to protect the profession. A couple of weeks ago, I called up Curtis, and I wanted to talk about somebody. And Curtis gave me the most unfiltered half hour of my life that I will ever imagine, with nothing to gain except helping that other individual and making the world a better place. And I think that is at the root of your success. What do you guys think?
Well, it's the same thing I told you before. All of us have been, it's really true. All of us who have ever achieved any level of significant result, if we were really going to be honest, we could point back to those who selflessly gave or poured into us. Now, sometimes you got to have the courage to go up and ask. That's one thing I'll say about Lisa. She can tell you from, she would walk up to anybody anywhere early in her career and say, "Hi, I've got a question." I'll never forget the time she told me the story about she heard about this person who was big at Amway, you know, this little guy named Bill Britt, and he was supposedly in Houston, got a hold of the Houston phone book, looked up a phone number, called, and he answered and just talked for like an hour or 45 minutes just because she asked. And think
Austin.
About that.
Yes, I did.
Austin, Texas. So think about that. She just got, he was willing to give simply because she asked. So they think that's a great lesson. Lord, if you walk up to someone and just ask a couple questions and they're not willing to take the time, you've now also identified who you shouldn't go to again. So our profession is about shit. About, you know, think about it. The magic here is this is the profession where those who have had the greatest success are rewarded for sharing that with as many as possible versus, you know, the backstabbing, got to hold everybody down so I can rise to the top. And many people will take it to the level that's why we go to these big events. All these big events, and typically is where if you'll walk up to anyone, they will be willing to share if you do it appropriately. And you can get such golden nuggets. Remember, we've always said it's the meeting after the meeting. And I've been blessed with so many of those. I know Lisa has. I'm sure you have. It becomes the culture of our profession. Some embody it, and some choose then just to make it about themselves. You know, that's okay, to each their own. But I think the long-term result happens to those who are willing to, you know, the old give, you'll receive. All these are fundamental truths.
So this guy pulled into Arbex this morning in a Rolls Royce, and he walks up to the barista, and he's with two guys, and they are hot shots. Everybody knows who they are. I'm sitting right next to the barista stalking her. It wasn't Red Frog. It was a Starbucks. And she finally introduces me to the guy, and he tells me what he does, and he's got the top two floors at this bank, and he's got this huge artificial intelligence company, and you can tell he's a stick. So I get his information and contact. I take a picture of his ass as he's walking out the door, because I didn't have the guts to take a picture of his face, because I wanted to have the guy mapped. So I send him two nice text messages about how nice a guy he was, and I'm sitting with Adrian, and what happened then? It's hilarious.
The phone starts ringing, which is always my moment of panic because I don't know who he's calling, but he's decided he's going to call somebody.
I'm mad because the guy hasn't responded, and I think he must have given me the wrong number.
And so this person picks up. I can't remember what his name was.
I don't either.
Hello. And you go, "Hey, is this so-and-so?" And the guy goes, "Yes." And what did you say?
I said, "Well, this is troubling me because I texted you twice. I'm not used to being treated like that, and I wanted to make sure you gave me the right number." And the guy started laughing because it was such a crazy, stupid thing for me to do. But I take things personally like that. And I'm like, Lisa, there is no distance. And I think my entire success in my life is the fact that there's no distance in my life between thought and sound. Would you agree?
Some would call that reckless, but I agree with you.
Thank you very much. It was unbelievable. The guy was so taken aback. He probably wrecked his Rolls Royce.
Sorry. I want to dovetail on something Curtis said, because, you know, I've never been afraid to ask anybody for help because they have the right to say no. But what shocks me is how often people assume that they can't approach you. You know, somebody will send me a text or a letter or something. I'll write back. I can't believe you responded. Well, my mother raised me right. That's, you know, if somebody sends you a message, you respond back. This guy should know that too. And they're like, well, I was afraid to ask you. I know you're too busy. Don't assume that people are too busy to help you, because everybody's looking for the one that raises their hand that wants to take it and do something with it. So there's that disconnect. Don't ever let fear stop you. There's lots of stuck-up people in the world you can practice on if people don't say people are mean to you. Just go find the next one, but eventually you'll come to the right one.
If you want me to not answer the phone, call me on a number where I've got your number. But if you call me with a number that I don't recognize, I know I'm the guy that loves to talk to the spam guy. Stop what you're doing right now. I pick up the phone every time, and people are flipped out, aren't they?
I can't believe it. Spam likely. These are my people.
Okay, wait a minute. Tom, you have a record. Tom, at the time that I've known him, he once recruited somebody from a wrong fax.
Oh, yeah.
A piece of paper sent to the wrong fax number, which was his, and he recruited them.
Yes, man. God, here's what I feel. I am such a spiritual man. I really am, actually, but I really am. I'm convincing you.
We have a look on our faces.
I believe you.
I'm red as a beet. I am literally positive that everything that happens in this universe is supposed to happen right then. And I'm not going to question the universe, because everything that's ever happened to me was outside of my manipulation of the universe.
There you go.
Even having you.
Well, have some patience. You know, there's a rumor that even the Lord took 6 days to create the earth. So have a little bit of patience.
Amen. So that's what's so cool about it. And you guys, back to network marketing. Back to what you do so well, and that is connect people with people to connect people with people, end of story. And you never stop doing that, which means you never stop working, and you're looking for the greatness in everybody and helping them bring that out in themselves, because you believe in them almost before they believe in themselves. Is that
you have to believe in people before they believe in themselves, because most people don't.
Of course.
And if we don't find the greatness in people, other people will help them find the more insidious qualities. And we're not going to save the world unless everybody rises to the best they can be, or most people.
We've all seen individuals and met individuals and been blessed to have individual relations that upon first appearance, we know the world would look at them and prejudge and say, no way. And they may have been very hesitant, but still they took a step, even if it was timid, and they continued. And we look at 6 months, a year, or 3 years later, and they're making this monstrous impact. And so we know, we're blessed in this profession. We know everyone has greatness within. The question is what they may or may not choose to do with it. You know, I had somebody, my mentor, again, a long time ago, he said, you know, we talked about the comment of changing people's lives. He said, Curtis, please don't get this wrong. You really will never change somebody's life. Two people can change someone's life, you know, God or whatever higher power they believe in, and they can. What you need to decide is, are you going to be a positive force to help create an environment where if they choose to step into their greatness, you can assist them in doing that? And that's what our profession's about. So, I mean, that's truly, we all know that you really got to be careful on that prejudgment thing.
Well, and here's another thing that we just make serious mistakes at. Think of how many times you have been wrong in your life interviewing people with your eyes, both directions. Guy looks like a movie star. He's got all the muscles. He's wearing the $500 suit. And he couldn't grow a petunia. You got the guy over there that's a homeless person that you look by, you walk over, and that guy turns around and picks up a CD and from somebody else, and the next thing you know, he's a billionaire. Because you interviewed them with their eyes versus getting to know them, figuring out what's inside of them, not what they look like on the outside, and the rest is history, right?
Sure. Yeah, and that's I think that's ultimately what we've all been talking about. In fact, even what you guys are talking about from a contact mapping standpoint. A long time ago, I had someone ask me, so what do you do? And it was one of those things where just that situation at that specific time, I didn't have, because I was literally heading somewhere. I didn't have time to really go into anything. And so all of a sudden, I just tried to scale it down. I said, well, I pretty much introduce people that I know around the world, other people I know for the benefit of both. That's what we do.
That's what we
do. And that's ultimately, I you know, introduce people that I know and love to other people I know and love for the benefit of both. And that's ultimately what this relationship world is about.
How much time do you two spend training versus going out there and meeting people and like recruiting is a tough word, but being out there doing what you're telling people to do? Do you guys have any kind of ratio?
Actually, I have to tell you, I don't really recruit per se anymore because I talk to everybody and I let people self-identify through the process how far they want to go on the road.
Yeah.
But as far as training, I spend so much time, I think, coaching these days because that's what people really want. They just want somebody to listen and to validate things that we take for granted, but for them right now are difficult, or they want outside eyes, or they want a method. You know, people really want high directive as to what to do. You don't buy a barbecue and open, well, men do, but open the box and there's 10,000 pieces and say, oh, I'll figure out how to put this together. You want them to send you the manual and the outline and the blueprint so that you can do it. And so often in network marketing, people spend all this time before somebody joins the business getting the app filled out. And then after that, it's like, go figure it out. You're going to do great. Talk to people. And they don't really give them enough there. And I think that that's where a lot of the problem is. And then the people think it's their fault when they have the results you'd expect them to have with the barbecue with no blueprint. And then they sour on the industry. So I find myself spending a lot of time on the other side of people just getting mentally started and as they want to go to next levels, acknowledging it is another level. It is time to get out of the comfort zone again. Let's talk about that.
All right, let's take a quick break. This is the last break, Brooke, so don't worry. We're coming back right after this on the Tom Chenault Show, the Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
And we're back. Again, everybody watching this, you watch Curtis and Lisa, and you hear what's going on in their company and what they're doing out there, and it is massive action at a major league level, and it all boils back down to relationships from the word go and remembering everybody and things about everybody. And I think about Holton Bugs. I had him on here a few weeks ago. And he's been big at Organo, and now he's out doing his own deal. But then you talk to him about where the impact came in his life. It was my interaction with Lisa Grossman. And, you know, you launched him and helped him so much with some advice you gave him. He actually gave you credit on the show. Because
I have to go watch it. Holton is such a gentleman. He always does, and he's delightful, and so good at what he does, because and with him too, he's very conscientious of relationships and also of culture. He's really good, like we all are, but he's awesome. You're awesome.
He's a culture king. He's really good.
I gotta go watch that.
You guys built culture, and then you went on from there, and you built systems, and now you've got this unbelievable tribe of people that are doing what you love to do with you because you love them and they love you, and that's what defines that culture, right?
Very much so. I think another part of it is also there's the culture and the systems that you create for those to advance, and then a lot of people have a difficulty taking the support role when you have a leader that is emerging or great or even better than you are. And that's what everybody really wants if they think about it. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a team of people that you've invested, you know, you've learned, you've taught them everything you know, and they take the ball further down the field? I want to really mess you up, Tom, and stick on these sports analogies. But so many people let their egos get in the way, and instead of stepping back and supporting those that can shine and make the money and change lives and doing the process, they overshadow the very people that they should be celebrating and uplifting, or try to, I should say. So that always amazes me as I watch it in the space.
My mentor 28 years ago said, your objective when you get started should be to become stage qualified. Doesn't mean you got to stand on the stage if you've got that fear, but who are the people on the stage? They typically understand the product, the profession, they understand their company story, they understand the reward model, they understand all that. They can lead, you know, a Super Saturday back in the old days or a new distributor orientation. They can lead the system, whatever. He said, you should want to become stage qualified as rapidly as possible, and the day that you are, your objective should be to get off the stage for the rest of your life, never to reappear, replaced by those you helped raise up to the stage, and their objective should be the same. So one day you're at the back of the room applauding all of your grandchildren walking across the stage.
Yeah, let's become stage qualified.
Versus
one of you.
And nothing's changed.
Versus getting on the stage and deciding you own it and you're never going to let anybody else up.
You know, when I first got started, Jeff or Bertie said it at a training. You obviously you can do the meeting. How many meetings, how many people do you have in your group that can do the meeting? In other words, how many meetings can you have going on simultaneously? Because that's how strong or weak your business is. And it's true then, and it's true today, although the meeting format may have changed a little bit.
How'd Jeff or Bertie get so smart?
I think that Jeff or Bertie got so smart by aligning with human nature and never acting like he was. Everybody looked at him and said, if this waiter kid can do it, surely I can. And whatever he's figured out, how hard can it be for me?
I'm telling you what, that guy just, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, I had Doug Feuerbach on in a different place last week, and he talked about his mentor, and it turned out it was Roberti. I mean, it goes on and on and on how many lives that guy's touched. So good on him. Good on you guys. I can't thank you enough for coming on our first show. It was fun. It's been a blast. It's called the Network Marketing Leadership Show now. And Adrian and I are having a blast with it. And if you're wondering why we're doing that, because he made me change the name because I think he thinks I'm going to die. So that's so sad. He didn't want that to be all screwed up. With, you know, so that's so sad.
I think it's a great title. I think it's a great title.
All right.
Because it's really what it's all about.
All right. Yes, well, we'll see you all next week on the Tom Chenault Show. Now, whatever it's called. Thanks for listening. Hey, this is Tom Chenault from the show, and I really want to talk to you about what's going on with contactmapping.com/radio. You really want to get this app. We're going to give it to you for 30 days just to kick the tires, because we are convinced that after 30 days, you are going to be so in love with this that you're going to want to pay $10 a month, probably for the rest of your life. Everybody's trying to steal your data out there, and it is time for you to be in control of your own database and, for want of a better term, Rolodex. So how do you do that? You get the trial. You start figuring out things about people. You document those things about people. The app does that for you. You can Google your own brain, and then we're going to have you better at follow-up than you've ever been in your life, no matter how good you are. I can prove it. I would love to talk to you. I would love to show this to you. So go to contactmapping.com/radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at tcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.